Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
I've officially moved out of my unit.
Oh,
it's done.
Yeah.
It's drawn a line. Done. Gone.
Yeah.
In the bin.
In the bin. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Autolix podcast, episode 54. You join us back in the Carra Cottage. Hey, Taylor, how are you feeling about the Carra Cottage?
Very happy. It's nice and warm in here.
Isn't it, just?
It's very cosy.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and we're joined by Roy McKay.
All right, guys.
Who doesn't like the Carra Cottage, but you're warming to it.
Well, this is the best thing we've ever done.
What's happened?
What has happened? See, off camera, he's like, oh, shit, you just got to just
This is absolute shit. This is one of my favourite things we've ever done on the channel. And these two are just being miserable about
the we're being miserable?
Yeah.
Well, then can we all agree? Let's keep it as a podcast studio forever.
Yeah. Well, this is what I've been trying to say. It's nice to have a dedicated place that we can do our podcast.
Really?
Like, I love it. The colours, the pictures. It's lovely.
Good.
The audio, you heard the lighting. Here,
Taylor?
It's perfect.
We have got the approval.
What has happened?
From Her Highness.
What? I like this. A few days ago,
yeah,
you were banging on about how you wanted to smash this up and we need to get rid of it and you hated it and it's the worst thing ever.
That did happen.
It disgusts you.
That's what you two were saying. You two were saying to drive like a Cadillac and a limo through it. And I was like, guys, this is the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah.
We should.
Do you know why it's the best thing we've ever done?
Because
you weren't involved in it. You would have Birminghamed this place up. It would have been terrible. It would have been on spinners.
As if this place isn't already Birmingham.
How is it? It's Carra Cottaged up. It's fantastic. So you heard it here first. Rory is happy. We're all happy. The Carra Cottage stays as a podcast studio. Yay!
I'm so confused.
Don't worry.
I'm just going to go with it because I want to keep it.
Okay. Yeah, I know you do. Anyway. Right. Before we get into what we've all been up to, and I've got a dilemma that I need to talk you through and feedback that we've got, a new car advice and a new game.
Oh, okay.
I am putting 20 questions momentarily into the bin. In the bin!
Really?
Yeah, it just gets a bit boring, doesn't it?
So, are you putting it in the bin because it's my turn?
No, I think it's actually my turn.
It's not. It's mine.
However, we are changing it up to another game that I think you'll like.
Okay.
I will reveal slightly later. I think it'll be even more fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Just hold the mic in your hand. And then
I was rolling up my sleeves, ready for this podcast.
Right, anyway, before we get into all of the podcast episode 54, a massive hello to Chloe and Jack, who had a lovely holiday in Devon. Charlie Wheeler. Okay, so listen to these next two. And they were actually underneath each other in the podcast email, which is
a podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Okay, so two separate emails.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, what a coincidence. So we've got Charlie Wheeler flying 180 passengers to Crete on an Airbus A320. Okay, Charlie Wheeler, he's a pilot.
Is he listening to the podcast while flying?
Maybe.
He must be.
After that, we've got David Williams traveling to an aircraft accident site, because that's right, he's an aircraft accident investigator. What are the chances?
Did they find evidence that he was listening to a podcast?
Yeah. So Charlie drives and crashes them, and then David comes and sweeps it all up.
That's nice.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you guys both listening.
What aircraft has crashed recently that he's investigating?
I don't know. He's Australian, so it might just be light aircraft, aircraft. We've also got Garrett listening while completing a 13-hour road trip to purchase a 1985, great year, Honda CRX that will be turned into 24 hours of Le Mans race car. Max Goddard working on his shipbox 1965 Mini Cooper S. Dan Wood, a.k.a. Our Artist Dan, or DJJW Art on Instagram, whose birthday is today?
Oh, happy birthday, Dan.
Happy birthday, Dan.
I don't know how old he is, but Dan, you are so old now. He's still in his 20s.
He's still always going to be younger than you.
True. Until I die, and then his age gets higher than mine.
No, you'll still just keep getting older.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I'll never die?
No, you're going to die, but get older at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's charming. We've got Asher Jones in sunny Wales fixing up his new-to-him BMW Z4. Oliver mending the side skirt on his Jaguar XE. Richard, who, thanks to one of our previous Nürburgring videos, also took a detour to the Michael Schumacher Museum and loved it. Nick and Josh listening on a cruise ship. That's the first cruise ship shout-out we've ever had, mm-hmm. I think.
Nice.
Lewis McGrogan watching from Loch Lomond in Scotland. And
Rory's mum, Jackie!
You're right, mum.
I don't know, is she? We've been having to guess for the past few weeks. How is she?
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Has she married off? She's got a new family yet?
No, we still haven't sorted her a car as well.
Okay. No. Yeah, we do need to do that.
The Fiat 500 is slowly...
Is she driving it still?
Sort of. So it's a convertible Fiat 500.
Oh, that's the one to go for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say they're not the best in winter.
No.
Especially her one with the heating is just, it just works when it wants to.
Mm.
So what about if you get her a Range Rover?
She would love it.
Would she?
No, she'd hate it.
Oh, okay. She's got a very steep driveway as well.
Very steep driveway. So what? It can't be a BMW because everyone knows that BMWs handbrakes are just non-existent.
What about a Volkswagen Beetle convertible with a tow bar?
My gosh.
Funny you should say that. I think there might be one out back.
There is. Yeah,
a bit like Calvin's car door. I think I've got one of these stop round the back there. If you come around with me, I'll get you sorted out. Because I'm Calvin, innit? And I'll go around buying everyone's car.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Is that what Calvin's like?
It's like he was in the room.
It sounds like he's got dentures in.
Right, anyway, guys, what have we all been up to? Taylor, let's throw it over to you. You've had a busy weekend.
Oh, I have had a very busy weekend. I've officially moved out of my unit.
Ooh.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's drawn a line. Done. Gone.
Yeah.
In the bin.
In the bin. Okay.
Mm.
How was it? Were you having to move lots of stuff out?
Yes. Lots and lots of stuff.
Was it a couple of hours here, a couple of hours there, stop for lunch and dinner?
It was a lot. I didn't realise how much stuff I have. I am a hoarder.
Are you?
Definitely a hoarder. Yes, I have got a lot of shit.
Yes.
And I need to get rid of quite a lot of
shit. But there is one thing that you found that if you're listening with your eye holes, you will be able to see.
Yeah, I've got my caravan lamp.
Yeah.
Pink caravan lamp that we had from the original caravan.
Yes.
On our first Corran Caravan Challenge.
Yep.
And I found it in my unit.
Yeah.
So I brought it in and I've popped it on the side.
And it's also pink.
It is pink, yeah. It is nice.
And we bought that from, is it Martin's Caravans?
Martin's Caravans, yeah. From Norwich, why?
Yeah.
If I
remember, Martin's Caravans didn't have a Martin working there.
No, he didn't.
No. Yeah.
He didn't. Yeah, but yeah, strange. No, it was a lot of work. It was totes and mosh.
Yeah.
I felt upset. I felt relieved. I'm very tired.
Yeah. All of the emotions.
All of the emotions.
And how are you feeling right now?
A bit ill.
Bit ill.
Won't lie, yeah.
You I feel do a bit look ill, like yeah. You look and terrible.
I'm a bit stressed out about where to put all of my cars.
Oh, why don't you just sell them? Why don't we do a live auction?
All right, I'll buy all of them for £5.
No. I'll go six.
No. Seven.
I'm out. They're not worth it.
Damn it, I didn't have
you didn't want
pounds,
that, did you?
No.
Shit.
But yeah, I'm a bit stressed about that. So some of them are in storage at the moment. Some are outside and some are in the bin.
But it is a clean break from quite a stressful time.
Yes, that unit for me cost me a lot of money. Although it was quite cool when it was done, I just didn't bond with it.
No.
I think it's because it caused me so much stress and I had a lot of bad luck. And
you did.
Obviously, you guys know the ins and outs of it. It was a bit of a shit show, really.
You weren't there, though, that much as well, were you? Like, I was
in the middle, but not towards the end.
No.
So, yeah, my other units, the two I had Siltmead Farm and Bell Farm, they were both quite shit, but I loved them.
Yeah, they're shit like cars, isn't it? New cars just don't bond with.
Yeah.
More on that later.
So stressed but relieved, but this week might be going to have a look at a car. So I've got two that I'm looking at. Three actually.
Is this your top three like super estatey or saloons that you were talking about the other time?
Yeah, so I'm looking at an Interlagos Blue E60 M5 5 litre V10. which is really nice.
Which was third on your list out of three. It was your least favourite.
Also, I might have to cancel this because I'm not short on it, but it's a grey C63 estate.
Why might you have to cancel?
Because I checked it earlier and it's got 9 previous owners. And it's quite a lot.
That is quite a lot. What's the millage?
It's cheap, 120k. Though, isn't it? It is cheap.
That's quite a lot for one of those, isn't it?
120k.
But it's cheap.
It is cheap. Or I think my most favourite that I really like, but it's also the most expensive, is a red C63 estate.
Oh.
Which is really nice.
Is it Imola red?
It might as well be. It's very bright. And it's facelift as well. So it's like the one to have.
Mileage on that?
90k.
Price on that?
Yes.
No, sorry, price on that?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
How much? 10 grand?
No, he wanted to spend no more than 15. So it's probably like 14 or 15. Okay, probably.
Fair, yeah.
17 and a half.
17's a higher number than 15, Taylor.
That's quite a lot.
Oh, when it comes to money, it's not really
good.
I wonder
if he's trying to sell off all of his stuff.
All of his shit, yeah. More so 17 and a half?
Yes, 17.
Okay. But could that be the one?
It could be. I need to, if I can get him down a bit on the old dollar, then I might go and have a little look.
Okay. And preference between those two cars? The M5?
The E63, the red one.
C63, yeah.
C63.
I think we would agree, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I just think you've had so many BMWs, and especially E60s as well. Although it will be fast and it's special, I just don't think you'll actually drive it that much, because it'll be like one of those cars that you'll just sit and go, oh yeah, it's nice.
That is very true. I think you're right. And the idea behind it was I wanted to buy something a little bit newer. Not new, but a little bit newer. And something that I won't have to restore every 5 minutes.
Yes.
And the M5 might be a case of
that. No, it will be. It will be.
Oh, you say that, but this particular
M5, got everything done to it. It's had everything done. It's immaculate.
It has had everything.
But it's quite boring.
Sorry, what other car
Excuse me?
Out of that and the C63, I find it quite boring.
A 5-litre V10 boring?
Yeah, no, I will agree.
It's got a stainless steel exhaust.
It doesn't matter. It's just a boring saloon with a really nice engine.
Also, haven't you purchased another car that everything had been done to and you didn't have much luck with it?
What one was that?
What was that?
Big Pete.
Oh, yeah, Significant Peter.
Everything's been
done to
it. Have
you not learned a lesson? Stop buying shit.
Big Pete's been sold.
Been sold?
No, being sold.
Being. Oh, okay.
I've not got Big Pete back yet.
No,
I spent another 200 quid on him today.
So then Big Pete will all be sorted. So the gearbox issue and then happy days.
And a handbrake module now as well.
Was that a couple of quid?
Because Tom Lemphill put it on his ramp.
Yeah.
And the handbrake motor seized
on. Didn't we have that fixed?
That we fixed the cogs inside it.
Oh, that was it, yeah. So how much that? To fix that? A couple hundred?
700 quid.
What?
700? For the... Oh, did I not sell at the right time? I really did. Yeah.
It's being sold.
Is he?
Also, who puts a handbrake on an automatic?
I don't know.
Mm.
Well, the gearbox was out.
Mm.
No, they should have just left it.
Oh,
but
dear.
Yeah, the handbrake got stuck on, so I had to cut all the cables
to
get it off the ramp.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, so I'm going to actually ring the C63 man after this podcast.
Oh, are you?
And I'm going to bell him up.
No, you're not. You're going to do it right now.
I don't want to do it.
Do it right now.
No, because I actually would quite like to buy this car. I don't want to.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to fucking.
Well, we want you to buy this car. Get on the blower right now. We've not had a live phone call for the longest time. Taylor, get on your blower right now. People are screaming at you now. Get your phone out. There you go.
Are you going to buy it right now?
He's getting his hand to his phone. He's unlocking it with his beautiful face. And he's going to make a phone.
I don't want
to
ring him.
Yeah, why not?
Because I might fuck it up.
No, you're not going to mess it up. How? Just have a little chat with him.
Look,
just have a little chat. There's only going to be about 50 or 60,000 people listening.
He might be willing to knock down the price because it's on the podcast.
Yeah. If you get debt. Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. It's happening. It's happening.
Everyone.
Oh, God.
Hold fire.
Here we go.
Is he going to answer? What's his name? Oliver. Oliver, pick up the phone, man.
Oliver doesn't want to sell his car.
Well, we do have like an hour for Oliver to phone back and he doesn't pick up.
I don't think Oliver's picking up.
No.
No.
I think you just hang
no,
up on
Oliver
him.
No, Oliver doesn't want to.
Otherwise, you look desperate.
No.
Thank God it wasn't. Welcome to the Gift Gaff Mobile.
Yeah.
Then you know it's a ringer.
Well, you Tesco. Know that he's a good bloke because he's set his own thingy.
Oh, okay.
No, the worst is Leica Mobile.
Oh, yeah. No,
welcome to Leica Mobile.
Okay, so Oliver will phone you back. Why don't you have your phone out on
I can feel it on
you
my
can
leg.
Feel it. Okay.
But yeah, other than that, not a lot really. Just moving out.
Yeah.
And being very stressed.
Yeah. But you don't have so much financial liability anymore, do you?
I don't. No.
Good. Which is nice.
I don't
which is
have nice. That. Too. I might relocate down this way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm really bored of my commute.
Yeah.
Fed up of it.
Your commute does suck.
It's the worst bit about it is, as I was saying to you earlier, it's just so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it could take me an hour and it will be a breeze. Friday night, I didn't get home till I think.
Oh, I saw your picture.
About 10 p.m.
Ooh.
It was long.
It was gridlock.
I sat for hours.
Oh, shit, really? Did you have a little snooze?
No.
A little police officer come up and knock on, and you're like, I thought it was you, fella!
I should have done, but no, it's so long. And yeah, some days I can just tell when it's going to be a bad day because I'll just sit in traffic for ages.
Yeah.
And today they've put loads of roadworks out and it's down to two lanes and it was just solid.
Knock them all over.
I was tempted.
Yeah, you should do.
I was tempted, yeah.
You've got the perfect car for it outside.
I have, yeah. The Range Rover. It's got big bumpers on it and big wheels. I could plough the lot.
That is a nice Range Rover. So, Rory, what have you been up to?
I bought two Range Rovers.
Christ.
Two?
Well, I bought one and then quickly moved it on because I realised that I couldn't really afford it.
No. You didn't even pay for it. You
no, just, no. So. I bought it on Carwell and then I was like, oh, this is a mistake. Mm. So then I handed it on to Will at Top Dead Centre.
Yeah.
Because to be fair, it was an amazing deal. It was what was it, 4,200 quid for a Westminster 2012 L3 210.
So is that like a mid facelift? I'm learning about
that's the last.
So that's the one outside.
Yeah, it's the same as that.
Okay, yeah.
The red one is a mid facelift.
Mid facelift,
the caravan one.
So it looks the same as that, but except for it has the even later engine and gearbox. So it's got a ZF8 speed.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a 4.4 liter V8.
Oh, it's a 4.4.
Yeah,
but that's a better colour.
Okay.
Yeah.
What other engine did that 4.4 find itself in?
That went into all of the modern Range Rovers.
Oh,
so that's,
did
that's
it?
The one that they have in pretty much most modern Range Rovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
L4.
Yeah.
What's...
It was
sorry, I think that was my phone, maybe.
Yeah, it was text.
Text, okay.
Got text.
Hey, patrol!
Hey, patrol! Also, while I was moving my unit out, found a present for you.
Did you?
I did, yeah. Shall I go and get it? It's in the back of my car.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
Well, you could tell Taylor's leaving because there's just lots of squeaking on plastic armchair.
Also, he's now going to have to try and figure out how to open the door, which is...
Sorry, here we go. Bear with us, everyone. Taylor is exiting the Carra Cottage.
Oh, no. Okay.
Walking to his Range Rover. How much did he pay for that Range Rover? Didn't he pay $600 for
it? He paid $600 for it.
Was that also a Carwell auction thing?
No, this was, I think, someone that he knew just reached out to him and said, do you want it? Because there's a lot wrong with it. There is a lot wrong with it.
Okay, yeah.
But now he's trying to flog it on to me for a handsome profit.
I'm sure we're going to get... Oh, Taylor's back. Close my eyes.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I will have my eyes closed.
He's fallen over.
God, it feels like the caravan just fell over as well.
All I can just see is a fucking big ass crack right
Swearing.
Now. But you would understand why if you saw what I saw.
Right.
Wait.
Yeah, oh my waiting. God.
The cameras can just see it now as well.
I'm waiting.
Oh, I've just sat on the microphone.
Right,
oh,
okay. No. Sorry, everyone. We'll be better next week.
I'll put a pretense on this.
Yeah.
It's not worth that effort.
Oh,
it's,
is it not?
It's not, but it's not.
Okay, shall I put my hand out?
Yeah, put your hand
out. Yeah. And then I'll guess what it is. Got my hand out. Oh, model cars.
Just hold it out.
Okay,
flat,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And now look.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. I just dropped it. Oh, wow.
I found it in my unit.
So I am holding up, for people listening with your ear holes, a VW Beetle convertible with a tow bar towing a caravan, which is exactly I had as my rig. Who made... Is this like Matchbox or something?
I don't know, but I found it and I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even know I had that.
Siku, S-I-K-U. Why would you make a convertible Beetle tow car? Like, it makes no sense.
Because you're going on holiday. It's a sports car.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Hold on. Pop
it on here.
There we go. You can see that there. So, yeah, yellow little caravan, little teardrop caravan with a yellow Beetle convertible with the roof down as well.
It's
so
good, isn't it?
That's very lovely. Reminiscent pop to my... All right, I'll just pop it on the log burner. Oh, that is nice. That is beautiful.
Look at that.
Look at... We both got our rigs in mini.
I found them. I was like, oh, my God. It's
what are the chances? What are the chances?
And sorry, everyone watching this with your eyes. You all probably just saw my ass.
Yes.
Oh my God, it was big.
What else you been up to, Rory? We started to talk about Range Rover chat.
Yeah, and then... So anyway, I decided that I couldn't afford that one.
Yeah.
And then Taylor came in with a cheaper one.
Yeah, which is his one. I can see his number plate on there.
I bought my one for me.
Yeah.
And then Rory has just not left me alone. He's like, how much is that?
However, you bought that one for you. And after we did our car and caravan trip, you said to me about the one...
The red one.
The red one.
So what I was going to do
was
take the tow bar off the red one, put it on that one and keep that one.
Yeah.
I was going to sell the red one. But Rory has pressurised me and said,
there has been no pressurising. He's been just...
There has been
he's been trying to just get rid of it because he's realised he's got no space anymore.
That's not true. Man. I could put it wherever. I'll
leave
it
here. if you want a cheap car off Taylor, now is the time.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. What, bid him down?
Yeah, bid him down now.
I'll give you 100 quid.
No.
Oh. Rory, that didn't work. It didn't work, Rory.
My plan has failed.
So what's going on? Are you interested in a purchase?
I think I am interested in a purchase.
But why?
It's brown.
It's brown?
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And?
It's brown.
Oh, just because of the colour?
Yeah.
Because it's a brown Range Rover.
There's a possibility this year that in the winter it might snow.
Yes.
Oh, there might be a few drops of rain and
if
stuff,
we don't all own Range Rovers, then we won't be able to make it here.
Also, right, okay.
And nobody would be able to listen to this podcast because we wouldn't be here.
These are all very valid points. So plus, there's a Range Rover L322 meet in November and I don't have a Range Rover.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How much that?
You might buy a Range Rover.
Oh, I might do.
You need to buy a Range Rover.
I'm going to up Rory's bid by £1 single time.
Do you know what you should get?
Oh, you can have it then.
A BJ and £1.
My last bid was £27,000.
Was it?
So you've just bid £27,000.
Congratulations, Taylor.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I can't reach.
Do you know what you should get?
What?
You should get a supercharged Range Rover.
Because should I?
A, they're fast.
ULEZ.
And B, they're ULEZ.
I don't want anything that's fast or ULEZ or
why is that?
Oh, that sounds like...
Or anyway, inherently fast.
Oh, okay.
So what's the deal with the Range Rover? Is there a deal?
We haven't...
You've done a little grubby deal.
We haven't shaken hands yet.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
No,
we did. We shook on Friday.
But I said if there was stuff that...
Friday? This has been going on for 2 days.
This has been going on for a while. But this was over the agreement that there was not... Like, Taylor listed some stuff.
Mm.
But then I've been getting some people behind Taylor's back going, Rory, check out this on it, by the way. And check out that on it.
Like what?
The rear brake lines.
When you say you've had some people behind the scenes, do you mean like the secret people are like, Rory, I think you'll find actually that the brake lines are perished.
It's
and
weird. That does sound like the voices in my head.
Do you like tyres? I could talk you to death about tyres.
Thank you very much, Luke.
Oh, did I give it away too much?
Yeah. I told you about everything because I don't want you to buy it.
Right,
you
bought this, Taylor, for?
A lot of money.
£600. What's wrong with it?
Everything.
It needs... a door handle cable, a rear brake line, one tyre, one ball joint.
Mm-hmm. God, you're into the thousands here with the Range Rover.
This is the problem. I think if I just bought the Westminster,
because
apparently that sounds like it's actually quite a good one, I think it actually would have been a lot cheaper than this.
But it was £4,500 and you have to get up to Scotland to retrieve it.
Yeah.
I actually disagree. It sounds like a lot, but it doesn't need a massive amount.
So tell me, what's the bloody deal? Come on.
I feel like the deal still needs to be done, but it could be done over a game of reaction test.
But we can't do reaction test because we're in the podcast studio.
Well, then we'll have to wait till the next podcast to find out if I...
I'll tell you what, how about I hold something in my hand, a little something, and I'm going to mix hands, and then you're going to pick a hand, and then if it's in that hand, then you get the deal, and if it's not in that hand, then you get the deal. Let me just find a little something. Here we go.
What is the deal?
There
first?
Is a silver is, screw. Here is a silver screw. I will put it in one of my hands.
What is the
what
deal?
What are the two deals that you guys are thinking up?
So.
Deal one.
Deal one.
For the Range Rover. The £600 Range Rover.
Okay. So currently the Range Rover has no MOT because the rear brake lines are gone on it.
Okay.
They're not gone. They're just perished. It's not.
It's
burst.
A hard line.
They're not gone. They're perished.
Yeah,
that means they're gone.
No, it's
as
not,
soon as something is perished,
not
you can't.
You can't have a perished. Like it's not like it's rubber. It's a hard line.
That's it.
It's
I'm
copper.
Not selling it
on the MOT. It says pass. However, the brake lines are perished.
They're perished.
They're knackered.
They're perished.
Right, you're perished.
You're perished.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got a perished forehead.
You've got a perished pubis. No, that's Luke, isn't it?
Actually. Yes.
Yeah, all right. You know, no, I will do. I'll do the amount that we said.
What is the amount? Come on, 60,000 people.
Bearing in mind, this was Rory's suggestion.
Okay. Here we go.
$2,000.
Oh, no. My. What?
No, we said 2.5.
We did not say
yes,
2.5.
Yes, we did.
Oh, he's doubting himself. You said 2.5. The fact you're doubting yourself.
No, yeah. It was 2.
No,
it was 2.
You said 2, and I said 2.5, and you went, all right.
No, I said, no.
Yes, you did. No. And I didn't, no, I wouldn't forget that. All right, well, what's your suggestion?
Why don't we meet in the middle now? 2.5. Sorry, 2,250. Then both of you are kind of happy. 2,250 as it sits, or deal 2.
But then Taylor's making a lot of profit out of me.
Yes, but that's still a lot cheaper than anyone you could buy.
I could deal sell two. That. I could sell that on a trade website today, as it is with no MOT, for £3,500. And I've been told that by a specialist.
All right. So 2,250.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll agree that.
Yep.
The width is you sort the MOT and brake lines, and the without is not.
2,250. With or without an MOT?
Well, no, because the idea is that we were going to do a V2 episode on fixing it.
Yeah, but the brake lines has to, and the MOT would not be part of that video, would it?
Well, yeah, probably. Because the idea is to put it for an MOT.
But you have to pay for those things. Don't look at me like that.
I don't want to sell it.
$2,250.
Or what?
Huh?
It's with or without the MOT, $2,250. Either way, you get $2,250.
You're getting $2,250 no matter what, but you might have to pay for the brake lines and the MOT, or you might not have to. I'll cover it.
So confused.
Either he gives. Oh, sorry, everyone. Oh, I'm crying out loud. It's like running a crash.
So we're going to flip a coin, right?
No, I'm going to hold it.
But he's going to do.
Yeah.
But let's say theoretically, we're flipping a coin. Heads, I cover the MOT and brake lines. Tails, you cover the brake lines and MOT.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Right. So I'm going to put the podcast mic down.
Yeah.
You describe what you're seeing.
Okay. He's got a nail in his hand.
It's a screw.
It's a screw
in his right hand.
Yeah, and he's now flipped it over to his left hand,
this is
and
rubbish.
Now it's in his right hand, and now it's in his left hand, and now it's in his right hand, and now he's stabbed himself.
Ow!
and now who's picking? Okay, he's holding out two hands. One has a screw in it, and one doesn't. Do you know what this should be, actually? No. All right. We should play this game. Have you ever watched Carrot in a Box?
No.
Oh, okay. Carrot in a Box was with, eight, you know, 8 out of 10 cats? Cats?
Cats, yeah.
8 out of 10 cats with Sean Locke.
Yeah.
The comedian who passed away.
Yeah.
And it's basically, they opened up a box.
Yeah.
And they either had a carrot in it or they didn't.
Mm.
But they had to convince the other person that of whatever their decision was.
Oh, okay.
So then the other person has to go... You're lying. You haven't got a carrot in your box.
Okay. Would you like me to convince you?
Why? Who's picking
yeah,
first?
Yeah, who's picking?
Well, it's your car, so you get to choose. You can pick, because either you get a goodish deal or a baddish
go
deal.
On, yeah, you pick.
So you can pick. Would you like me to try and convince
yeah,
you?
Yeah, go on. You've got to convince
me. All right, so Taylor, in this hand, there is a screw that's actually really hurting, and in this hand, it's absolutely fine. Like, I can move it about fine.
Right.
Oh, so Richard, are you going to call his bluff, or are you going to... believe what he's saying.
You trust me, right?
Oh, Taylor's pondering. This has stunned him, this.
Oh.
So, Taylor, you can ask him questions about this.
Ask me questions. Yeah, go on.
I don't want to ask questions.
No.
I'm going to use my wit.
No, you can ask questions.
Use your wit. What, you're going to make
Alex,
me laugh?
You can try and sell him some more on your screw in your hand.
So you can probably tell that this hand is slightly looser, tighter. Looser because I have it in here. No, I've got it in this one. Look, the blood is really rushing. Look, I'm probably going to start bleeding from this hand in a minute.
So the question is now, do you believe what he's saying or is he bluffing?
It's in your left hand.
Oh. Okay.
Would you like me to reveal my left or my right hand?
You've got to point it. Point at the hand. We need a clear decision.
Reveal this hand.
I can tell you it's got the screw!
No!
Yay!
No!
Yay! There you go.
Do you know how you gave it away?
Why?
Because your right hand was like this.
Yeah.
And your left hand was like this.
No, but it doesn't matter. You can't see anything.
But you had your thumb over the top.
Yeah, yeah, but even Stowe.
I know, but I could just tell.
Oh, okay, good. Well, there you go. Well, then I did you a favour.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome. So you have to sort the MOT and the brake lines and all that stuff. But you have just bought... Well done, congratulations!
Oh, yay. It's all right, though, Rory, because you've just got a cheap car and I've still got to fit all the other bits to it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing changes. So,
90-day credit, yeah.
You can sling your... I've got a C63 to pay for.
Speaking of, why isn't Oliver phoning back? I'm fuming. Maybe I should call him.
I don't know, where's my blower gone?
Oh no, it's not.
It's down here.
Crept up your ass, is it?
He's not rung me back yet.
All right, okay. Rory, anything else you've been up to, except for buying motor vehicles and a podcast?
What else? That's about it, really.
You've been chilling?
Yeah, just life falling apart, but apart from that, it's all good. Christ. Yeah, nothing cool.
You took
your
Spitfire out, didn't you?
Huh? I took my Spitfire out, yeah. No, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I went for a little drive.
Did you?
I did, it was lovely.
Oh, well, lovely.
Oh, it's all lovely, this. I was out in the countryside.
Were you?
Oh, the sun was out, I was out in my Spitfire. Oh, I got stopped twice by two people saying, oh, lovely car.
Were they the same age as you?
No, they were at least in their 70s.
Jesus. I did enjoy our conversation, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Right, you out?
Yeah.
What have you been up to, Alex?
What have I been up to? Oh, my phone's, it don't matter. So Saturday, I had a really nice, quiet, like family heavy weekend. It was nice because we're away at SEMA, aren't we, this weekend?
Yes,
we are.
So I want to spend a bit of time at home with my wife, Rhianne, and my daughter, Amelia. So Saturday, went to Costco, went shopping.
Mm.
Yeah, I like Costco. You been to Costco?
Yeah, loads of times. Yeah.
Bought lots of steak. Also, they have an eyeglasses section.
No.
So I went to...
No.
They do. Bought glasses.
No, they do. They do.
Have you bought glasses?
Do you have them with you?
No, I haven't finished my story. We went. So you know, I got my my eyes are like
you're blind.
Almost, you need
almost
glasses
as perfect as they could be.
No,
however,
no,
it's just
they said that you needed glasses.
The optometrist said to me, "You're so beautiful. Your eye is just letting you down slightly, so you can't see yourself perfectly in the mirror."
Do you know?
And
this
that's
is,
a shame.
The problem was he was in a McDonald's at the time, and he thought it was the optometrist.
Do you know? This is why Alex is in denial that he's not that old, because he cannot see all of his defects in the mirror.
Jesus Christ! So anyway, I went to the optometrist. What was it like? Maybe 3 months.
It was a long time.
It was
ago.
A while ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've given my eyes a chance to repair themselves and heal. That, unfortunately, has not happened. So went to Costco, went to the eye section, and then I was literally just trying on lots of eyeglasses. And then I was just like, stuff it, I'll have these. And then it's now up to Rhianne, my wife, to go onto a website and then just try and find them cheaper. I mean, they're only £58, but Rhianne was like, I'm going to get them cheaper online. And she's got the, what do you call it when you have the thing that says your eyes are just not quite perfect, but almost perfect. My exam tests, my results.
Your optician's
I don't know what is going on, but this is...
Oh, sorry, I'm just poking.
This is, I don't know, I'm sort of freaking myself out by doing that one.
Basically, I need glasses, and I found some glasses
So you're
going to
try and
like.
Save yourself £5 instead of just buying...
No, Rhianne is.
Instead of just buying the glasses there.
You're such a tight arse.
You are such a tight arse.
I didn't have the thing where it tells you what thing you need.
You know, it's because they didn't give the Porsche Macan discount while he was there.
Oh, that'll be it.
Yeah.
Or the YouTuber discount.
Yeah.
So I went to Costco, did that, that was lovely. Then Saturday evening went on a really shit Halloween walk, which was...
Oh yeah, I saw your complaints about
just
that
so
all
shit.
Over social media. Yeah.
Had to queue for ages to get in, and then got in and then had to queue. And yes, I've seen all the messages saying, oh, it's a bit like Shedfest. It's like, yeah, I get you. Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel your pain.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
That is a good
one.
Well,
maybe you should have some more understanding.
I think I've had a lot of understanding. Not with the allotments.
No, you should
I have.
You no, you should have more understanding with the allotments.
It's an allotment. They sold 3,000 tickets for an allotment. That is way too many people. And it got to the point where we felt unsafe. So we thought we have to leave.
Why did you feel unsafe?
Because we got into the middle of the allotment. Rhianne's got Amelia strapped to her in one of those baby carriers. And then everyone just stopped. and we were in a queue for 5 minutes and there were no exits and there were no staff. And Rianne was like, I don't like this. So we actually turned around.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So that was shit. And then on Sunday, Chris and his girlfriend Natasha came round for a barbecue.
Oh, nice.
And I cooked those aforementioned steaks that I got from Costco, which was really nice. Chris was very hungover.
Was he?
He spent... Oh, who's phoning me? Oh, I'm phoning back. Sorry, Chiro. I'll phone you back. He, yeah, he just spent Saturday night by himself just getting pissed at home.
Fair.
In front of Natasha. He was just drinking everything, so he was very hungover, which was quite funny.
When I was clearing up my unit, I found a load of booze.
Did you? Did
and
you?
I've started drinking it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you? Oh, no.
Not today, obviously.
He hasn't stopped.
No.
I drove here. I was pissed as a fart. Should have seen me on the M25 this morning. I was driving up the hard shoulder. Oh, no, they haven't got hard shoulder because it's rubbish.
But probably better than most drivers on the M25. Am I right?
Yep.
And yesterday and this weekend, I've also been obsessively looking for another F11.
What's that, Alex?
Because, ... we're getting on to the next podcast topic, which is Alex Dilemma. Lemma. And
Dilemma. Ella.
Dalai
Ella.
Lama. You were right. I bought the wrong daily. Not you. You made me buy that car. But everyone else was... I think someone said, I give it 2 months before Alex sells it. And yeah, I'm on that.
But what is it that you're not liking about it?
Okay. First really stupid one. I just don't like black cars. And it's black.
It's fair. You do have to clean them a lot.
Yeah. Which, I've not cleaned that once.
I know. We know. You can tell by the massive... Why is there a clean patch right on the back of your...
I don't know. You tell me. Why is there a clean patch?
It's because we used it for a V2 episode.
Mm-hmm. As a tracking car?
Put the tracking...
For the suction mount. Did we? Yes.
Yeah. Not... You weren't here.
Oh, you weren't here. Okay.
It was I was going to say, I don't remember doing that.
It was used. Yeah, that's why. I am getting 22.6 mpg.
That's good.
And I don't... Shut up. Yeah, it's good. And I don't drive like my hair's on fire.
He does.
Genuinely.
He does.
And it's just too new and it's too nice and I don't need it and I miss diesel and I miss my F11.
Do you know how I know you drive like your hair's on fire?
How?
Right. I can guarantee you, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
and I'll point this out to you next time.
Yep.
Whenever I'm in the car... whenever I'm on the phone to you and you're in the car...
Yeah.
I'm talking to you... 9 times out of 10, they'll always be like, "Oh, he's cut me up," or something like that. And I can hear the accelerator going on.
Rory, people don't cut me up. I cut people.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. You are in a Porsche Macan GTS.
When I speak to Rory on the phone and he's driving, all I can hear in the background is we'd just be talking away, and all I hear randomly is beep.
Are you on the horn a lot?
No,
you're a dickhead.
You do horn, honk quite. I horn a lot.
Yeah,
I always beep. It's great.
So anyway, I'm just not getting on with it. I've not gelled with it, not given it a name, blah, blah, blah. I know lots of people say it's naff, but it's just too new. It's too nice. And I just don't feel that comfortable being in it. And I don't think it suits me.
So when are you buying a Range Rover?
I'm not.
You can join the L3 too.
No,
but
Alex,
meet.
You'll be able to get hearing over the winter if you get one.
Oh, well, it'd be such a shame if I couldn't make it
and
into the
office.
It's
big and it's safe.
Do you know what I have done though?
Mm.
You know the dealer from whom I bought it?
Yeah.
Theo Alexander.
Mm.
I phoned him up on Saturday.
No.
I was like, will you buy it back? And he said no.
Yes.
Yeah. They actually have one for sale, a GTS at the moment. And
he's
like, you know,
is it
we're
nice
quite a small. It's more expensive. It's like 34. And he said to me, have you tried listing it on motorway? You know that?
That's a good show.
You know, like the Carwell.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, because I've looked for you and motorway apparently would offer 26 and a half.
What did you pay again?
28 and a half. Which would mean I'd lose $2,000, but I'd expect to lose that anyway.
Yeah.
But he said whenever they've done stuff on, and this isn't, we're not sponsored by motorway or anything, but whenever they've listed stuff on motorway, they have actually gone above that reserve.
Mm.
So I might actually make money because dealers are bidding on it. So what we're going to do is we're going to clean it up, make it look really nice.
And we're going to clean it.
Yes, we are. Sorry, you are.
No, you're going to clean it.
No, I don't.
No, you're going to clean it.
No, I'm a Porsche Macan GTS.
No, you're going to clean it.
All right, I'll do that. It'll be just full of...
I want to see how much of a terrible job you do.
I'm actually good at cleaning
cars.
You're
rubbish at cleaning cars.
You shut your filthy mouth.
When was the last time you washed a car and you cleaned the wheel arches?
Sorry, what was that?
When was the last time you cleaned a car and actually dried it off or cleaned the wheels?
It's not actually that long ago.
I've seen you clean wheels.
I can't remember what car it was, but
last
it wasn't
time
that
I
long
saw
ago.
Alex clean a car himself by hand, it was for an autoglyph.
That is a lie. That's a lie.
I agree. I think it was Phil.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
The old gym.
I remember being shocked just watching him. I was like going, this is so unusual.
Are you quite finished? Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna do that as a team, as a collective.
Are we?
Take nice pictures. Yes, we are.
I'm really sorry, but I'm quite busy this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
I am.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, today I'm restoring a classic Alfa Romeo.
Are you?
I'm very excited.
And then tomorrow I'm going to Essex to collect a car.
Yeah.
But then you're coming here.
And then I'm coming here, and then we have to film with that car.
We do have to film with that car.
And then a day after, you know, I'm busy doing things, and then I'm going to Las Vegas. So unfortunately, you're just going to have to sort it out yourself.
All right, this is quite funny. So we are off to SEMA at the end of this week.
Mm.
None of us know when.
None of us know when.
We don't know if we're flying on Friday or Saturday.
No. Or who with. What the flights are. Nothing.
I haven't done any washing.
No.
I was going to order some new clothes for it and I haven't done any of it.
The only thing we've done is sort an Esther out and that was it.
I got my visa.
Yeah,
you got your.
Yeah. But other than that, not a clue.
No.
Don't know where we're staying. Don't know anything.
But all you need to know is that it's sorted. And shout out to EBC Brakes because they are covering everything for us.
Yes.
And a lot of other YouTubers as well. So. We're going to be on the EBC stand at SEMA, so if you spot us, come say hello. Be lovely. Oh, it's all lovely.
I don't even know how long we're going for.
Oh, you're going for 3 years.
Oh, brilliant.
I think it does feel like that. I think if we are leaving on the Friday.
Mm-hmm. Second to the 9th, that's all you need to know. So I think leaving on the 2nd.
So we're leaving on the Friday or the Saturday.
No, you leave on Saturday, you get back on Sunday.
So we're leaving on Saturday?
Yes, you get back on Sunday afternoon.
You said it was Friday.
No, you get back from SEMA.
Yeah, but when are we leaving?
I don't know, whatever the 2nd is, man.
The 2nd is a Saturday.
Oh, okay, well then you're leaving on Saturday, I think.
And then when do we get back?
on the 9th. Sunday.
On a Sunday?
No, wait, you said we were getting back on the Sunday.
Yes, which is what?
That's the 10th.
Oh, okay, well you get back on the 10th then. Because that's why you can't come to the NEC.
Yeah, I know. So are we getting back on the 10th? Or the 9th?
Yes. You're getting back.
Can we message a man and find out?
We will find out. Either way, I'm leaving SEMA 2 days early so I can host the NEC Classic Motor Show.
So what are me and Taylor doing for the last 2 days?
Just getting pissed. There's a big EBC party.
God. Should we film a V2 video?
Of you just getting pissed?
Yeah.
We could buy a car and smash it all up.
No, we don't do smash it up anymore. We do fix the uppie.
No, we That's could do a bit of smash up.
Okay, you can
what
do it.
What happens
in
Vegas
stays in Vegas.
Vegas,
all right.
Unless you do a V2 episode.
We could get married.
You won't get married.
Yeah,
we could
go to a Las Vegas thing.
I'll pay for it. Mm. I will pay for
we
it.
We could get married by Elvis.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we move it on? So I'm obsessively looking for a 530D.
I only just checked my Slack today because obviously we've got Slack.
Yeah.
And I don't really look at it.
So Slack is
much.
Our online messaging. It's like WhatsApp, but for businesses.
Professional.
And I don't really look at it that much.
Well,
so I realised you sent me about 10 5 Series estates for sale.
It was only 7. One of them is an F11 530D, pano roof. It's lovely. It's about 14 grand. It's a lot.
It's got a tow bar.
No, don't buy it. There are no F11s for sale currently with a tow bar.
Well, it's tough.
No.
Yeah, have a look. 530D Touring. Find me one with a tow bar and I will go and buy it right now.
I've got a BCA account.
Really?
Right now.
So if I find one right now,
yeah,
you will buy it.
So my criteria are quite specific. Under 100K.
So you want 530D?
Yes.
Under 100K?
I want under 100K because
why?
I want to keep it for a very long time. My old F11 now on 190,000 and it's had the timing chain done and Chris is now using it. So Chris has bought it from me. Both Taylor and Rory have got their phones out.
I'm on BCA.
Okay, so I would like it to be a colour. So it cannot, I stress, it cannot be black. It cannot be white.
I found you a
shit.
Nice black one.
No, I don't want it.
what year is it 2017?
2013 to 2016.
What about 2017?
No, that is then the G30 model.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This looks like is that an F11?
No, that's a G30.
It's got tow bar. It's a 530D.
Yeah, that's nice. That is nice. How much that?
17
grand. It's not an F11 though, is it? Does it have a pan roof?
No.
Okay.
No.
I also really like wood interior. I basically want my old car, but just a newer, better version of it. Oh, what?
I think I've got one.
Have you? Oh, that's cool. That's nice. I've seen that. It is £23,500, Rory.
It's cheaper than the McCann.
It is. And I know it's nice. It is. Yeah, there's.
So I will find one.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Alex, it's got rear heated seats.
Yeah.
It's got tow bar.
Yeah.
It's got. Oh, it's got pano roof, yeah. Auto hold. Yeah. It's got adaptive cruise control.
Ooh. Which I don't like.
What?
I don't like adaptive cruise control because then you can't get up people's arses.
Oh, okay. It's got Harman Kardon sound system.
I know, I do like a hard-on Carmen.
Digital dash.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that one. It's £23,500.
Yes, but that's what you
so
get.
So my question is, and this maybe one you can answer as well, F11 or G30?
I think you'd prefer an F11.
I think you prefer a G30.
I just don't. I think I would prefer driving an F11, but the creature comforts of the G30.
I think you'll find the G30 soulless and too posh.
Mm. I think you're actually right.
Mm.
There is just shit inside my soul, isn't there?
Yeah, comes with this woman on the TV.
Oh, yeah, she's nice. Yeah. She's not wearing very much.
No, why is he taking...
Oh, what? Oh, he's got a head-up display. Yeah, a lot of them do have HUD.
When, I don't know about you, I think I'm the same, but when you have a car that's, like, really new...
Yeah.
...and a bit spent, you just don't bond with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas when they're even just a bit older, I bond with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This man has taken, one picture.
Say what you see.
No, sorry, he's taken multiple pictures with the heads-up display while driving.
Oh, so yeah, he has, yeah.
Look.
No, that could be his passenger leaning over.
No, I think he's taking photos while driving there.
Well, he's maybe got the adaptive cruise control on.
And it comes with the interior
lighting. I like the lighting, yeah. I do like the lighting.
Ambient lighting.
Ambient lighting. I like that of the G30.
Alex, this one is... I know it's spenny.
It is. It's 23,500 spenny.
But it is nice, though.
It is nice. But is it too nice for me?
It's got the comfort seat.
Is it too nice for me, though? That's the thing.
Oh, I don't know what's too nice for you anymore.
I know. It's just all up in the air.
I feel like the Porsche is just... I don't think it is too nice for you. I think you just got ADHD and you've got bored already.
No, I just don't suit it, and that's that. Right, we're going to move on because I saw an email in the email address, which is...
podcast@talktoaboutcars.com,
and it says feedback for the Chris song.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What
have we got in here? What have we got in here?
And James has written, "Hi guys, love the channel, podcasts, the other channels, and generally everything you guys are making/doing. I especially want to thank Chris, who is head of merchandise, for creating the What have we got in here song. I became a father a couple of days ago for the first time. Congratulations. And I found myself inadvertently singing the What have we got in here song when changing my son's nappies. So thank you, Chris, for the amusement while I observe and resolve the atrocities I discover within. Much love from a longtime supporter, James." Thank you very much, Chris. It's going to be super happy to hear that.
Do you know, when I was cleaning out my unit over the weekend...
Yeah.
Every single box that I found or looked in, it was, "What have we got in here?" Every single one. I think I was driving my friends absolutely mad.
It's such a good song.
We're your friends.
Whoa.
You are.
We're your friends and we weren't there.
No, because you didn't offer to help.
Well, you didn't ask for help.
You didn't
friends
offer
ask.
To help.
Friends never offer.
No, friends offer.
I didn't know you were moving out.
Thank you very much, Carl, Rachel, Ollie and Chris, for helping me move out this weekend. They all listen to the podcast.
Do they?
Is Ollie the one with the C63 bike?
No, he's the one with the Dolomite Sprint.
Oh.
They came to Shedfest. You remember the purple Dolomite Sprint? He's done a lot of work to that car. It's a nice car.
Nice car.
Yeah. And Carl bought a really nice E39 off of me. He manual converted it.
Oh,
very cool car.
Well done.
Very nice. And they all listen to the podcast. And thank you very much for your help, because I would have been still doing it now.
Yes.
Probably, if it weren't for them.
You would have looked even worse than you do now.
Yeah.
And that is saying something.
And I look terrible, yeah.
You look like shit.
Oh, yeah. And
honestly,
I feel like it as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think I've ever seen you look this bad.
I look terrible. Yeah.
I'm surprised that you managed actually to unfold yourself out of that Range Rover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's luckily because it's been proven that Range Rovers actually reduce your heart rate.
Do they?
So I needed that car today.
Yeah, okay.
Mm. Mm.
Where's Ollie with the C63?
I don't know. He hasn't rung back.
Shall I phone?
No, I'm just going to halt. Do you know what? I'm just going to be patient.
You?
It's fine.
I'm bored being patient. Boring.
It's because you've got ideas.
Look, just buy the other one and then prove him wrong, Taylor. You can hear him.
Look,
he's saying,
it's red.
It's red.
It's red. Oh. Right, another email that we've received from George Bailey. He says, new car advice. Hello, Alex, Rory, Taylor, and any guests you have on. I have a bit of a dilemma. I currently own a Kia Ceed GT Mark II. As much as I love that car, and after having done nearly 4,000 miles in a few months, I can say that it drives brilliantly, but it doesn't quite do it for me as a petrol head. For reference, I'm 19 and this is my second car and first hottish hatch. The real question I want to ask is, do you have any recommendations for fun, reliable and fairly reasonable insurance for under £10,000? The only criteria is it can't be older than 2005, cannot be automatic, and he'd prefer a five-door for practicality reasons, but he also likes a coupe. Anyway.
Well, like an A7 sort of stuff.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I suppose so, yeah. I don't have any brand snobbery, and I don't mind if it's a petrol or diesel. Do you guys have any ideas? Also want to say I'm a massive fan. I've been following Alex since early Car Throttle days when he wasn't a dinosaur. Cheers, guys. Any recommendations would be helpful. No, we have none, so screw you. Right, come on then. £10,000.
Range Rover.
Shut up. No, fun, man.
Range Rover.
Reliable.
Range Rover.
Reliable.
Supercharged Range Rover.
He said no automatics.
Yeah.
Oh.
Coupe. Fun for 10 grand.
I've got one.
Yeah.
Nissan 350Z.
Didn't he say five door? Four door.
He also said coupe, though. I don't think it has to be a five door coupe. I think he either wants a five door or a coupe.
No, I think he's talking about. I mean, he's limiting his options, but I think he's talking like an A7 or a...
Yeah, but there are no good ones. So we're just going to go for coupes.
Nissan 350Z.
Okay.
Okay, brilliant.
So two seats.
Yeah.
No. That What's wrong with that? That doesn't work. Surely that doesn't work. If he wanted five door... I prefer a five door for practicality reasons, but I'd also like a coupe. So he wants it to be practical as well.
Okay, Nissan 350Z. So it needs to have four seats, basically.
Yeah, let's go with a four-seater.
A four-seater usable.
What's 206cc, 10 grand.
206cc? Wow.
Rianne said that was her favourite car that she's ever owned.
Really?
I paid £190 for that a few years ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And I've promised her I'll buy her another one. Because I'm so generous. I'm like a generous god.
Oh.
Okay, right, £10,000. What can we buy? What can we buy?
Oh.
What is there?
I do. I know it's BMW. I do like a 130i manual.
They're very
good.
They're
four door.
Yeah. They're five door.
Five door.
Yeah, they are.
130i manual's a good car.
Yeah, very good.
Or
very good
a 330i of the E90 generation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good true, cars.
Yeah. Oh, 130, I would definitely go for a 130. 130i well.
Is a good, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good cars.
What about any Alfa Romeos out there?
Alfa Romeo.
Can you get a. Oh, you could get a. Do GTVs have got rear seats, don't they? A GTV V6.
Brera.
A rear seat in a Brera or a GTV is more like a shelf.
Mm.
It's useless.
Mm. How about Jaguar XKR?
Mm. He's 19, Rory.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. You're not going to get insured
on
that.
About Hot Hatchy? Golf
Megane
R?
RS.
Megane RS? Clio?
You can't get Golf R for 10 grand, I don't think.
Can you not?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Clio's a bit
What about a Golf R32?
Yeah, R32 is a good car.
That might be a good option. Good engine. All
he's
90. Doors.
I can't imagine him getting insurance on any of these.
What about a Passat R36?
Oh, what an estate.
I quite like those. Or a saloon.
Oh, I'd get the estate.
I like those.
Yeah, yeah.
They're quite cool.
That'd be nice.
Well, I mean, if he could... An Audi S5.
Do you know what? I've had two of those.
Yeah.
4.2 V8 manuals.
Yeah.
Really like them.
Yeah.
They're How much really, are they really good cars.
I sold one for six, one for like five.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So they are very, very much on the affordable scale.
Yeah. You could get a nice one.
Rear chairs as
okay.
well.
Okay. So, yeah, that's practical. That's a bit left field because it's a 4.2 V8. Yeah.
It is. Or you could get a Audi S4. B7, which is like the RS4 generation.
Yeah.
And that has a 4.2 litre V8 as
well.
Oh,
yeah.
With a manual.
Well, let's hope that George Bailey at 19 can actually get insured on a 4.2 V8.
Mm. If not, I mean, if he is just talking about normal things, like just get an A5. Yeah, with like the 1.8 turbo.
Do you know if you get...
It's soft though, isn't it?
I know, but I think if he's 19, I think that's probably going to be the market that he'll be looking at.
The engines are a bit blowy up, you know. If you get an A5 3-litre TDI, if you get rid of the exhaust and put a Jussi exhaust in it, they sound like a V6 petrol.
Do they?
They're really cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite good. Mm. That's quite good. There you go. Well, yeah, we reckon then something, George, from the Audi stable.
Yeah.
With a V8.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're never...
late.
Straight in a V8.
There you go. Well, it's been updated, Rory.
Sorry.
Get with the program, man. Okay. So this is new game time.
All right, go on then.
I teased you with it at the beginning. New game time. So we're going to play higher or lower.
What is higher or lower?
Basically, I've been on a website called How Many Left. We all know that website, How Many Left.
Yes.
Basically, if you don't know it, you punch in a car, say BMW Z3, and then How Many Left, the website will tell you how many are either sawned or registered licensed on the road.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to play higher or lower for points, and points win prizes.
They do.
What's the prize this week, Rory?
A cheaper Range Rover.
It could be. Do you agree to that?
What, who has to supply the Range Rover?
You.
No, then.
Okay, whoever wins the game wins. Wow, that clue is really stuck.
It's a really good clue.
Wins. That candle, which
that's
Taylor's...
my candle.
Can you hand it to me, please?
Oh.
Wins. A scented candle.
Oh, my God. I've Smells always nice. Wanted one of them.
Smell it.
Wow. Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
It's fragranced. Scented candle.
It's yes. a nice Smell candle, it. That.
Smell it. So I now own this. You have now gifted
That's
this
my
to
candle.
Me. It was.
Chris bought me that.
Yes, he did. But now it's mine.
You've stolen my
so
candle.
So if you win the game, you get to keep your candle. If Rory wins the game, you get to keep the candle. And you can put it in your Range Rover. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so if you get it right, you get 1 point. 1 point per person. The person with the most amount of points wins the candle. So I have carefully selected... a number of cars
okay.
that you might think are rare, but maybe they're not rare. They have to be licensed on the road as of 2024. Okay?
Okay.
So, because... Right, hold on. I've actually got it really small. Rory, you're not allowed to look. So I just need to... Hold on.
You need to zoom in.
I'm zooming in with my eyeballs. Okay. A car that you've been working on today is the...
Alfa Romeo 164.
One would say it's quite a rare car.
Yes.
But how rare? How many
Wait,
do you think?
Are we talking QV or like is this individual
Just a
model?
164.
Just a 164.
Just a 164.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
Yeah. How many are registered on the road now?
570.
Mm-hmm. Taylor?
I reckon...
Is this in the UK as well?
In the UK, yeah.
50.
Oh, there are 67. You don't win a point for that. That's just our starting point.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, the candle is still mine. Okay.
Right.
Okay. The next car. We've got the Lamborghini Murcielago.
Okay.
Higher or lower? Are there more Mercies than there are 164s or are there less?
Higher.
Taylor?
Higher.
Both of you have got 1 point. Congratulations.
Yeah, okay.
The next car on the list is... It's the Plymouth Prowler.
You didn't tell us how many Murcielagos there are.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm new to this game. 82.
82, oh, okay.
82. Okay. 82 Mercies.
The Plymouth.
Plymouth Prowler,
lower.
More or less?
Less.
You're both right. Well done. And play at home as well.
Okay.
Sorry, you can play at home. Mm. You're allowed to play at home.
How many Plymouth Prowlers are there?
There are 8.
Ooh,
registered on UK
not
roads.
Not many.
The next one we have got...
Higher.
You have to stick with that.
I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Does this still go off the Alfa 164, by the way?
No, no, no. It's every time.
So this goes more than the Plymouth Prowler.
Exactly. So Plymouth Prowler was 8. The next car is the Nissan Sunny. Higher or lower? Nissan Sunny of any persuasion. Could be a GLX, could be a GT.
I don't see many Nissan Sunnies anymore.
What do you see more of? Do you
How
see
many
more
Prowlers?
There were 8 Prowlers. Are there more or less Nissan Sunnies? Rory, are you sticking?
I'm sticking.
Okay.
Less.
Rory, you've won this round.
Yes!
Because there are 17 Nissan Sunnies registered in the UK, according to How Many Left.
So how many points has Rory got?
You're on two, aren't you? And you're on one.
No, it's three and two.
Three and two. Three, okay, and three two. To Rory. Okay. Yeah.
Higher.
Okay. Okay, so Nissan Sunny, there are 17. How many Renault Fluences are registered on the road?
Lower. Lower.
Both of you are
saying... No, you said higher. You have to stay with that. No, you have to stay with that.
All right, fine, I'll stay with it.
You're sticking?
Yeah.
So there are 17 Nissan Sunnies registered on UK roads. Yeah. I can tell you
that
there are 44 Fluences.
Shit.
So what's your score? 4-2
four,
now.
4-2, yeah.
Okay. Next question. We have got... Sorry, are you not going to butt in, Rory? We've got the Subaru SVX. Are lower. There more or less than 44?
Less.
Higher.
Taylor wins. There are 28 registered on UK roads. So we're 4-3.
Okay.
Next one. We have got the Sierra RS Cosworth. Are there more or less than Subaru SVXs? Are there more or less than 28 registered on the road?
How many more have we got left of these?
Like 4 more.
So you're telling me if I just pick the same answer as Taylor every time that I will win?
There's no fun in that.
Yeah, I won't give you the candle.
Okay.
Are there more or less?
Less.
Let me just get my eyeglasses on. Taylor, you said more?
Mm-hmm.
There are 696 registered.
What?
There's a lot.
There are quite a few. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are at...
4-4.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Sierra RS Cosworth, 696, according to how many left. But is the next car higher or lower? And that next car is the Volkswagen Touareg V10.
Oh.
Hmm.
So we were at 600.
696. Are there more or less Volkswagen Touareg V10s?
I'm going to say less.
I would say less as well. Yeah.
You're both right. 368 registered, which really surprised me.
What, you said there'd be more than that?
They're quite rare cars. Yeah.
There's usually only like one or two available for sale. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I can't remember the last time I saw a Sierra RS Cosworth, but I can remember the last time I saw a V10.
I always see Touareg. Sierra RS Cosworth.
Oh, you are from Essex, though, aren't you?
Yeah, it could. No.
That's because they're always in, like,
in Tom Mendel's barns.
Yes.
Okay, so the next car we have is the Ferrari 360. Are there more Ferrari 360s than there are Touareg V10s?
Oh, it was a common Ferrari.
It was a very common Ferrari. I mean, there's one in the barn there.
How many Touaregs were there?
368.
I'm going
They have to be
more.
Registered on the road.
I'm going more.
Less.
Rory, I can tell you, you're right. There are 629 Ferrari 360s. Scores on the doors?
6-5.
6-5. God, it's all for the candle, for the all scented right. candle.
There we go.
Okay, the next car.
Is this the last one? Or?
No, it's not. There are two more. Next car. So Ferrari 360, 629 registered. Are there more or less Proton Jumbucks? Proton Jumbuck, the little
so
Proton.
So what number were we at?
629.
Less.
Proton Jumbuck being the pickup truck.
Yeah. Less.
Okay. Both of you are right. 482.
Ooh.
And then the final car. Scores on the door, sorry?
7-6.
7-6. So if both of you... Oh, if you win, Taylor, then I get to keep the candle because then you both like win.
Well, shall I pick my answer first? Well, it doesn't really matter. Taylor's just going to do the opposite of what I do because otherwise he's lost anyway.
Okay, the next car. Are there more or less Citroen Amis on UK roads right now than there are Proton Jumbucks?
How many?
482.
Less.
More.
Who does the scented candle go to? I've got it in the middle. Is it Taylor? Does Taylor get to keep his candle?
No, Taylor would never get to keep it.
Rory get to have a lovely scented candle.
Oh.
I can tell you that there are 699 Citroen Amis. You get to keep it. Yeah, congratulations.
What can I do?
You can
just
do whatever
pop
you like
it on the side.
Yeah, you just pop it on the side there. Just leave it there. Thanks.
And just pop it.
No, don't smash it. Chris got me that as
it's,
a gift.
It's up to you. It's your scented candle. Oh, that thank God this house is made out of wood because that did not break.
How is that still?
You're so destructive.
How is that still?
Can we just appreciate the caravan wall?
I know. It's just good. It's, yeah, it's full of wax now as well. Before we leave you guys to it, quick look at what we've got coming up, Rory. Video plans, Christmas meet, Shed Fest. All those kind of things. Do you want to go through video plans that we might have?
So, yeah, video plans. We will now in the next coming week. So we've got the final caravan episode coming out this
week. Which I'm very, very excited about.
Yeah, me too.
And the feedback for the first caravan episode has been really, really good. Thank you very much, everyone, like sticking by us. It's been a bit shaky because obviously I've been away. Rory's been away a little bit. You know, you can't always win.
No.
So, yeah, we weren't winning, but now we're winning again.
So then we've got the next sort of three or four episodes will be a pickup challenge.
Which I'm excited about.
So it's sort of Clarkson's Farm inspired. We're going to be buying two pickups and then going over to our friend's farm, Ed.
Yep.
Who has a quite a big farm. I think
he does.
Like is it a cattle farm? Or
yeah, what? It's like a cattle farm, like arable. And all
but
that.
Yeah, we're going to be helping him out with our pickups and doing some tasks. And
we're going to be helping Ed.
Yeah.
He can't wait.
And on the V2 channel this week, I've driven the fastest car I've ever driven in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm working on a very cool classic
car.
Is
that the most expensive car you've ever driven?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
100 grand?
150 grand.
Yeah, but Tom didn't pay that for it.
We can't discuss that. But it was 150 grand.
Tom paid 150 grand.
Yeah. But
yeah,
so that was really cool. Very exciting that was. And working on the Alfa Romeo, which is cool, and going to be doing a bit more Peugeot content as
Excellent. That's very exciting. Also Christmas meet as well. Loads of emails from you guys saying that you'd be interested in us hosting a Christmas meet. So Chris from Merch is going to organize that. We're actually probably going to chat to Caffeine and Machine and see if we can sort something out there. Maybe the Hill.
Yep.
Maybe we could stay. Maybe we could have a few beverages.
Oh, that's nice.
That'd be it's all lovely. And Shedfest as well for 2025. We are in the motions of making that a reality. We have spoken to a very, very, very well-known track that we know and love and we've done work with before.
Very proven, tested for car.
Indeed, indeed. Car so, events, yeah, we're just kind of going through the final motions. It's in the south of England. You will love it. There are lots of car events hosted there. And if we can make that happen, then it's a dream come true.
That'd be very exciting, a dream come true. Yeah.
So, we're getting that sorted and there will be no issues with Shedfest.
No, I think we wanted to, again, learn from mistakes is always the best way to do things. So, yeah, we wanted to make sure it was a proven, tested venue.
Yeah.
Like there are no issues with it hosting large car events, much larger than whatever Shedfest would ever be.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, we wanted to make sure we spent the time, did our research, did it properly.
Yep.
And didn't want to disappoint.
Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly.
Do it proper.
Do it proper. Like so. Yeah, really, really exciting times. And we are going to go and buy some pickup trucks this week, which is very exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
And make sure that you check out the Auto Alex main and V2 channels because we've got really, really cool content. We're really excited and very motivated. And then we're heading off to SEMA.
We are,
which is going to be mad. Maybe we should do a podcast from there. Can we actually get this equipment across? Or
I don't know. But we'll at least be doing like a little V2.
Yeah.
Bare minimum, there'll be a V2 video.
Yeah. Mm. Unless we're just pissed all the time. We can't function.
Yeah. But
we could
still be a V2 video.
It could be. Just. Like we did a podcast when we were pissed in Wales that one time.
That was
quite funny.
So we'll do that. And then if there is some opportunity comes up where we can buy a car in America or do something while we're at SEMA, then yeah, we will definitely probably do something.
Yes. Also, we're not going to Florida in December anymore, are
we? No, we're not. No.
So Wrenchworks, hosted by Freddie, that's not happening anymore because there are traffic management and parking issues. So Freddie has shut it down because... if he's anything like us, he doesn't want people to be disappointed and for it to get dangerous. So, really unfortunate, but hopefully there'll be a Wrenchworks at some point, maybe next year. But we're not no longer going to Florida. So, but we will go to America maybe next year as well.
Yes.
So, happy days. Anyway, from us, thank you very much for sticking by us and listening and watching with your eye and ear holes. We love you guys and thank you very much for always supporting us. And emailing us at
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
And with that, thank you again. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. And we will see you and hear you and listen to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Oh, wow. That was bosh.
Ciao, ciao. Bella.
Oh, is it because you're a Range Rover?
Bella, ciao,
owner?
Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao,
what
ciao,
have
ciao,
we got ciao, in here?
Good Lord. What, oh, my God. Look at the caravan shaking.
Right, goodbye.